Oklahoma City residents voiced concerns about a proposed ICE facility, and lawmakers filed dozens of food and agriculture bills ahead of the start of the legislative session. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Nick Daniels. Some Oklahoma City residents voiced their concerns about a proposed ICE facility to the City Council Tuesday. KGOU's Hannah France was there.
Community members who spoke at the meeting asked the City Council to do everything in its power to prevent an ICE facility from opening in Southwest OKC.
I repeat the call for you to draft and share a legal briefing with the public that outlines all legal pathways to disrupting this detention and processing center or others like it from being built here.
A letter sent to the city from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security outlined the agency's plans to purchase a warehouse at 2800 South Council Road for use as a, quote, processing facility. In a presentation to the council, city staff said the federal government is exempt from zoning approval. However, Ward 7 Councilman Kamal Pennington said the city effectively has a ban on non-municipal detention centers, and he would support a resolution asking DHS to use the city's special permit process, which requires public hearings in front of the City Council and Planning Commission. The City Council will meet again on Tuesday, February 10th. I'm Hannah France.
2025 was a tumultuous year for workers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Several Oklahoma employees were fired, and the Trump administration called for deep budget cuts to the agency. But as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, U.S. lawmakers largely rejected that proposal.
The president signed a spending package Friday that funds NOAA through the fiscal year. U.S. Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma chairs the House Appropriations Committee. He says several provisions are included for the Sooner State. The Severe Storms Lab and OU's Cooperative Institute for Severe and High Impact Weather Research and Operations are among them. Also included is the Southern Climate Impacts Planning Program, which researches climate change and helps communities with adaptation plans. Cole says the organization will increase staffing. Those programs employ hundreds of Oklahomans and were at risk of termination under Trump's budget proposal last year. Other entities like NASA and the National Science Foundation are also included in the package. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Outreach workers spread out across Oklahoma City last week to survey people experiencing homelessness. Sierra Pfeiffer reports more than 100 volunteers visited encampments, shelters, and day centers to get a picture of what homelessness looks like in the city.
Every year, Oklahoma City service providers band together to conduct a point-in-time count of people who are unhoused. The count is required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which awards the city with grants to address homelessness. But the count also gives providers insight into the number of people living without shelter and the specific hardships that led them there. Alex McGowan-Rayburn is the Community Engagement Director at CSU, a shelter and safe space for Oklahoma City's homeless youth.
Some of these people have never connected with a provider or have maybe not met a provider. And so for all us to go and connect with them where they're at is important.
Last year, 1,882 people were counted living in emergency shelters or outside. The results of this year's point-in-time count will be released in the spring. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Lawmakers have filed dozens of bills covering food and agriculture for the upcoming Oklahoma legislative session. Anna Pope reports property and food are top of mind for some lawmakers.
There are multiple bills about eminent domain and foreign land ownership has also resurfaced in proposals this year. House Bill 3431 would ban certain foreign governments from owning or having a leasehold interest in oil, gas, or other minerals. Food has been dominating headlines for months, and this session, legislators are looking at measures concerning everything from Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program waivers to banning cell-cultivated meat. Some measures intend to make changes to the state's milk law. Senate Bill 2107 allows the sale of raw milk at produce stands and farmers' markets. Currently, raw milk can only be sold in on-farm sales directly to consumers. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
There are multiple bills covering topics like prescribed fire, conservation, and animals also being considered this year. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.